1-800-799-7979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Right. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Stand Up for News, you guys. Stand Up for News. Stand Up for News. We'll stand up for you. Oh, you can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand Up for News. Clap, clap. Clap, clap.
Stand Up
for News. Woo! All right, welcome back. I am the co-host of Dick Colligan here, and Dick Colligan is the co-host of mine. We got a guest here, Professor Jay, the infamous godfather of open mics in Tampa Bay. The artist currently known as Christopher Wright. Stefano Capricato and his mom. Susan Capricato are all here to stand up for the news.
That's right.
You guys ready to stand up for news?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll go first, and then we'll go this way here. Ketanji Brown Jackson said she didn't know what a woman was during her Supreme Court justice questioning sessions. Leah Thomas, it's funny, because Leah Thomas, the transgender NCAA women's swimming champion, formerly William Thomas, she said that she didn't know what a Supreme Court justice was.
That's good.
Dick?
So I'm sure you guys all heard the slap heard around the world. Holy cow. Well, it's actually interesting. This was actually a public service from Will Smith. He heard Oscar ratings have been down the last few years, so he decided to punch things up a little bit.
That's one way to get the party started.
I'm just, Will Smith smacked the hell out of Chris Rock at the Oscars for making fun of what, his wife's hair, and said to be in G.I. Jane 2.
Yep.
That's like an out-of-date reference movie, yeah, don't you think? You could have said Black Panther, you know? Or you could have said Doctor Strange. Could be, what's her name, Moondragon?
Yeah,
exactly. Reboot that. But, you know, it's just a bad joke. He deserved to be smacked for that. I've been smacked for saying not funny, funnier jokes than that on stage.
It's true.
Herd of deer overrun a Wisconsin pub the other day. One of them smashed through the front window. It was reported that it was Blitzen, and the North Pole has suspended him indefinitely. And that's what you get when you advertise Jello shots for under a buck.
Well, actually, you know, speaking of Leah Thomas,
99 cents, buck. Go ahead.
Speaking of Leah Thomas, did you guys know that she is going to be on the cover of the next swimsuit edition? Yeah.
Well, I did not.
Prove that there is nothing that a woman can do that a man can't screw up in under a year.
Maybe ESPN will make her Woman of the Year like they did that one person.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Rachel Levine, the head of the U.S. Health and Services Group. She's actually she's an admiral in the U.S. Navy, which gives new meaning to the phrase rear admiral.
An Illinois woman reported getting 15 pairs of unwanted shoes delivered to her house. Unwanted? This sounds like fake news. She didn't want to pay for them either. Indiana fifth graders spread happiness while Will Smith spread slappiness. These fifth graders in Indiana start up a new hotline to call when you're feeling sad and down. They will cheer you up. It's called When Life Gives You Lemons, Call a Fifth Grader. Joe Biden's phone number's already been blocked because he's called too many times, you guys.
Yeah, speaking of Will Smith, you know, what he should have done is just sat there quietly, because everyone knows that that is the real violence.
This mother duck hatches her eggs at the Florida Hospital Maternity Ward's Center's courtyard. This is in the news, you guys. She had a better delivery than this joke, I'm sure, but still, it quacks me up that one of the ducklings went missing, because now we suspect foul play. An airboat pilot was giving a tour of a big cat reserve in Florida when a tiger attacked him and mauled him into the water. They're good swimmers, too. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, the tiger was seen at the PGA Tour shooting an 85. After that, he was asked his comments on the matter, and he quoted this: "Those airboat pilots, they're great."
Hey, at least you get eaten by Carol Baskin.
You got one, Chris? You ready?
Huh.
Sure. Let's see. Did you guys know that Tales from the Crypt reboot is underway, and the part for the Crypt Keeper will be played by the actor from A Nightmare Before Christmas, or really the new Nightmare Before Christmas live-action movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And Masters Jack of the Skellington, Universe right? character, none other than Skeletor himself.
Skeletor?
Yeah. Which, if you didn't know, also Skeletor was running for senator here in Florida. Oh, Senator yeah, Skeletor. Skeletor. Yeah. Yeah, but he had to show his birth certificate, you know, to show that he lived here for more than 9 years. Turns out, on his birth certificate, if you didn't know, where his name is, he's from Eternia, right? His name says Rick Scott. Rick Scott is Rick Skeletor, Scott. You guys.
Oh, my God.
I knew that one.
So, yeah, he's a Rick, good actor. So Rick they Scott, don't even need makeup.
So Rick Scott's knows. Not only going to be the
CGI
new Crypt Keeper, but he's also going to be the new Jack Skellington in the new Nightmare Before Christmas reboot, too. So keep a lookout.
This just that. In, Chris. MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe, plans to reboot the comic book character Ghost Rider. The new actor will be chosen for the part, and they won't need any CGI or fancy Hollywood makeup, you guys. The part of Ghost Rider will be played by none other than our very own Senator Skeletor, Rick Scott.
Wow.
He's going to be Ghost Rider.
He's getting a lot of work.
His pants are already on fire. Liar, liar.
Who's right. his agent?
Hey, give me one to hand over to Stefano.
Sure.
Pick a good one.
I got one locked and loaded.
Oh, you got a locked and loaded fire with.
I got a local news story. A local Florida man has been reported that he's addicted to brake fluid. good news, he said that he could stop at any time.
Here, if you need him.
That was gold.
All right, Dick, fire away. We're going a circle.
Yeah, I got some entertainment news. Did you guys hear that this interview that Kim Kardashian did with Vanity Fair?
No, I did not.
Said, yeah, she said, hey, I have advice for women in business. Get up off your effing ass and work. Now, there's been a lot of backlash over this, people saying that that's, you know, misogynistic and insensitive, but Kim wanted to clarify it. She said the real comment was, get off your effing ass and twerk. She was taking out of context, because that's where the real money is.
That makes sense.
Last week, the employees of Disneyland staged a protest walk-off to protest the Don't Say Gay bill, which got passed by Ron DeSantis today. Which I hope someday his first grade daughter's teacher has to tell him his daughter's a lesbian. Thanks to his own bill, that'd be funny. Anyway, they passed the bill, but all the Disney characters and everybody walked off in protest, you know, because Disney supports their LGBT community in Orlando and their employees. I always knew Pooh Bear and Piglet were close. But maybe Piglet was actually into bears. Get it, Profess? All right, it's your turn, Professor.
A box of human heads was stolen off of a truck delivering. I didn't pass high school, guys. Sorry.
It's all right. Delivering to a lab in Denver. They were going to Denver.
Oh, delivering to a lab in Denver.
Box of stolen heads.
Bill Clinton is the prime suspect right now.
Shout it out.
I'm gonna let Chris finish.
Didn't you get enough head yet, Bill?
No.
Stole a bunch of human heads.
Oh, Bill.
I got another
one. Box of human heads was stolen for scientific use. They were being delivered to a laboratory, and it got stolen. A whole box full. And Bill Clinton is the prime suspect because, hey, Bill, didn't you get enough head already?
I got another one.
I'm sorry. You're visually impaired, right?
Yeah.
You have visual impairment?
It's okay.
That's what I wanted to ask you. You think Clayton Bigsby's offensive from the Dave Chappelle show?
Do I think he's offensive?
Yeah.
I think he's a hero.
I mean, if you were offended, would it be because of the fact that you're visually impaired or that you're black, you know? Because
I think it's just all
Clayton Diggs, he's a blind guy.
I think I can just choose all of it. I think it's just all Dave Chappelle in general. Just all offensive. Just the whole
Dave
thing.
Dave Chappelle.
Very offensive.
I love him.
That's what we're getting at, right? Oh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nobody said we'd be reading for Stand Up for News. I thought we were standing
we're
up.
We're improvising a little, too.
That's what I'm good at.
Around. Chris, you got one ready? It's your turn now.
Sure. Let's see. A trapped horse fell into a 15-foot well in Washington State and was hoisted out to safety. It will return to the set of the next Sex in the City. What? Or if it was D.C., they would have let the horrors in the well. Oh, man.
It was Washington, D.C. Hey, Sarah Jessica Parker will be just fine.
Yes, she'll be all right. She'll be all right.
Found another local story breaking. A robber was found wounded trying to break into an electronics store. He tried breaking in from the roof and unfortunately fell on a Sharp TV.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Nice.
Dick, what do you got for us? Nice.
Yeah, well, I got more on this this breaking story from the Oscars. Alec Baldwin is now on the record comparing the Oscars to the Jerry Springer Show.
Huh.
Mm. Yeah, and... personally, I believe it, because if there's one person who knows how to bust up a set, it's him. And Will Smith actually replied to his comment saying, quote, "That's funny because your set reminds me of the Wild Wild West."
This one's from Scott Patrick, our comedy writer. He sometimes is our co-host. He wrote this to me. Chris Rock had Will Smith's advertisement all over his face Sunday. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And then he said, NASA says a sunspot is turned towards the Earth, sending a solar storm that is going to hit the Earth today. Today, you guys. This is true.
Oh,
yes, scientists are going to name it the Storm Will Smith. Now, because when it lashes out, it will leave your face all hot. Good one. Here's another thing. Johnson & Johnson is facing cancel culture now due to the fact that they only use Caucasian babies to make their baby powder.
Oh, my God.
Messed up.
Wow, that's pretty messed up.
That's messed up.
Have you ever seen brown baby powder?
Professor Jay, what do you think about that?
I think that that's equality.
Yeah. I think that they dehydrate little white babies.
They
grind them up into powder and put them in little plastic bottles, and then we buy them for $1.49 at Walmart.
Yeah.
And then why can't they use minority babies, too, I guess?
Everything's got to be white.
All right. What do you got for us, Chris?
Let's see. The Pope has sent two cardinals to Ukraine this last Sunday. President Volodymyr Zelensky, quote, said, "We don't need our children molested. We need ammunition."
Good Lord.
Aren't they like half fascist?
Stefano, welcome back. You're a local stand-up comic. You're kind of new at the game, though. How many mics you been to? Like five now? You've been doing it a couple months?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 3 or 4 weeks over there at Russo's Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
It's been a real adventure. There's been some stand-ups and some fall down.
Oh man. Fisher, you're okay, I hope, buddy. And Dick Colligan, you're a local stand-up comedian. How long have you been doing comedy?
That's right. 4 years.
For 4 years? Excellent. In Tampa Bay Area alone? Or New York, right?
New York.
From New York first?
Yeah, I moved here about 6 months ago. Loving it.
Tampa Bay is rated 13th in the entire nation of cities or areas to do stand-up comedy.
Is that right?
Professor Jay, tell us what you do for us, the comics, and what Chris does for us, and what Professor Jay does for the Tampa Bay community.
Listen up, people. Listen up.
For the comics out there.
Well, I appreciate you having us. I do event hosting, organizing.
Nice.
Working in kava bars, different areas. I also play in different bands. Pretty much, I just like to get entertainment out to people. Any type of entertainment, music, comedy, poetry.
I have heard your bands. Art. Name a few of them.
Cool, man.
Few bands that I'm in. Electric Soul Therapy.
Love them.
Going to be playing with them Friday at Ferg's, actually, if anybody wants to catch
sweet.
Us.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
Ferg's Sports Bar from 7 to 11. Plug. I play with Chris Wright. We play We 3M.
Mm-hmm.
We have our band with Nick Avalon.
I've heard them. Those guys
then,
kill.
Mothman with Terrapin and
heard
Zan
that.
Peters.
Terrapin Rocks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuzzy
Where are you
Bridges.
Guys going to be tonight? I don't want to cut you off, but we got...
Oh, yeah, I know we got things. Tonight, I believe we're going to be at Ocha Lounge doing open mic from 8 to 11:30. So
Where's that?
Anybody want to come out to Pinellas Park, Ocha Lounge? I wish I had the...
It's right on 66.
6850 66th Street, North Pinellas Park. Tommy Moon will be featuring tonight.
Nice. He's a musical a-hole guy.
You guys know
him.
The musical a-hole.
Yep,
he's going to be
What are you guys
going
to do, a song or something? Was that what you're going to do with your guitar?
Sure, yeah. I'll play a song for...
That's a nice guitar, Chris. Where did you get that?
Yeah, where did you get that sick guitar, dude?
It was given to me by an old wise friend. I'll put it that way.
A wise man
once said. Right?
The artist known as Christopher Wright. Everybody, right. He's gonna play something for us.
So yeah, I had but before I do, listen, I had two little pieces here. It was actually just recently over the weekend. It was Tampa Pride down in Ybor. I was out there with a bunch of friends, and it was a really good time. As you can see, I got my my Pride bracelets on, James. I got my gay Pride. I got my trans Pride. Nice. You know, so you know we're out here repping. You know,
what's mean trans Pride?
You know, like for the trans community.
You don't know a Pontiac.
Oh my God! Not a trans am, James. I'm talking about trans people. Oh my God!
Well, you can still drive one.
I mean, you can still drive one, right?
Still, dick.
But in very recent music news, this actually just came out like 10 minutes ago, according to Digital Music News. Spotify has expanded their COVID advisory warnings on podcasts like Joe Rogan's. So in the ever-continuing Joe Rogan saga, they say,
"Oh, good."
Yeah, they say Spotify is rolling out COVID advisory warnings on podcasts like Joe Rogan's. The move comes 2 months after a huge uproar. Basically, what ends up happening is because, you know, Joni Mitchell and Neil Young had pulled out, basically Spotify said, all right, we'll keep people, but we will put like a little check mark, you know, like a verified artist, basically, but like verified, I guess, accurate. And they say here it's a little blue box. I actually just looked at my Spotify. It's rolled out as of today, and it's actually more like a little blue check mark, kind of like Twitter. So you'll see that on artists now. They say, quote, on January 30, 2022, Spotify announced plans to add a content advisory to any podcast episode that includes a discussion about COVID-19. 3 days later, on February 2nd, we launched the content advisory on our platform. So, yeah, if you're trying to, I guess, listen to corporate tech overlords on what is real and not real on COVID via Spotify, you know, have at it, Haas.
Can we get an advisory label when a song is absolute garbage on Spotify?
Oh, wouldn't that be so much better? Like, I would love that, right? So... yeah, so we're going to do a song real quick, or I guess I will. If Jared wants to chime in, we can.
Neil Young, it'll be perfect.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Why not? Let's. We can play Helpless, I guess, right? I was going to play something very different.
I meant for the warning label.
Oh, right. Yeah, just
what
put
are
it
you playing?
In. I was going to play a little Police today, because I figure it's a little spicy, you know, let's keep it going. So we got a couple minutes. So this is a little thing called da-do-do-do, da-da-da-da. We'll keep it quick. Kind. Words are hard to find. They're only checks I've left unsigned. From the banks of chaos in my mind. When their eloquence escapes me, their logic ties me up and rapes me. Da do do do, da 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 da, is all I want to say to you. Da do do do, da 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 da, the meaningless that pulls me through. Da do do do, da da da, is all I want to say to you. Da do do do. Da da da, the meaningless, that's all that's true. Poets, priests, and politicians have words to thank for their positions. Keep that in mind, you guys.
Yeah, Rick Scott, shout out.
Words that scream for your submission. And no one's jamming their transmission. When their eloquence escapes you, their logic ties you up and rapes you. Da do do do, da 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 da, is all I want to say to you. Da do do do, da 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 da, the innocence that pulls me through. Da do do do. Da 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 is all I want to say to you. Da do do do, da da da, the meaningless, that's all that's true. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, I got a story for you here. A new method to calibrate all the nation's polygraph tests has been discovered, you guys. Yeah, from now on, they're all going to just use Shakira's hips. They don't lie.
Yeah.
I got a few more, but you got another one for us?
Yeah, I got one for you. This is actually breaking news. Just released, the FDA has authorized a fourth COVID vaccine dose only for those over 50. Yeah, so if you haven't had a heart attack yet, now's your chance.
Indiana fifth grader spreads happiness. This was Scott's version of the story. You know, Scott, you know, Scott Patrick, our writer guy.
Yep.
All right, okay, so keep up with me. Indiana fifth grader spread happiness with special hotline, which is strange. A strange way to teach kids about herpes. Ukraine isn't allowed to call either, by the way, you guys, because they're not part of NATO. A tiny bird left behind by its flock nests in a UK woman's hair for 84 days. Now, we asked Joe Biden how her hair smelled, and he quoted, "It smells like hen and shoulders."
Oh, my God.
So Scott wrote it, but I twisted it. But, yeah, it's our
book.
Okay, how about you, Chris? Fire one off.
Yeah, here's one kind of related to police. A message in a bottle, wink, wink, traveled 21 years from Canada to England because a six-year-old little girl put a little message in the bottle that said, "Don't pollute." Which is ironic, you know, seeing as how she herself threw a bottle into the ocean. But, you know, she's still an activist. She now has a nude OnlyFans site to raise awareness of the objectification of women.
You can look up
Stefano, you got one?
Yes, I got more local news for you. There's a local Florida man that got hit by a rental car. He reported that it hurts.
Dick, nice. What do you got?
Yeah, actually, more breaking news on the Oscars. It sounds like, from what we're hearing, Chris Rock and Will Smith will actually be sharing the award for Best Actor after their performance during the slop.
Right? Good one, dude.
It's fair.
A dive-bombing hawk strikes down from above on a Florida deputy yesterday, caught on video. The hawk's eyesight is so remarkable, it can tell which humans are rats. And Scott's joke there, I like it. All right, Chris, fire one off.
Stepan, the Ukrainian internet cat, is high-tailed out of Ukraine. So anyone who's worried about Stepan, they escaped the war zone in Ukraine. With over a million followers on social media, he went silent on March 3rd, but has posted he has escaped to safety in Poland. What a pussy move.
Stefano,
the Grammys have skyrocketed in views after the incident that happened, which Chris Rock quoted to say is a real slap in the face.
Oh, Dick, fire one off.
Tough but fair. Well, you know, we talked about the fact that Rachel Levine, the trans woman, the Rear Admiral in the Navy, won Times Woman of the Year. Well, this just in, Lindsey Graham released a statement demanding a recount, saying that he was robbed.
Whoa.
Hmm.
Okay. Dang. Dang, Lindsey Graham.
I missed a story here somewhere. Where is it? Well, anyway, he handed me this one. I think I'll just read this one right here. In Malaysia, a plane was grounded for 5 hours due to a snake on the MFN plane, you guys. Yeah, true story. Once my snake got loose on a plane. Yeah, my mom grounded me for 5 days, not just 5 hours. How long would you ground your little guy here, huh? Susan?
5 months.
5 months since his snake got loose.
Stefano's still grounded.
Here's a funny Your Mama joke. Wallace Michael Shawn told me when he sat at my bar. The bad guy Vizzini from Princess Bride. You remember that movie, guys?
Yeah.
Inconceivable, right? Here's the joke he told me because we were joking around. All right, he said to me, he could have been my real father, but my mom was so ugly that I was inconceivable.
My God, nice. Amazing.
Chris, you got one?
Yeah. Do y'all know that Volodymyr Zelensky was a successful stand-up comic before he became the president of Ukraine? Which means, you know, not only is he a stand-up, but his country and he himself is world news. So he's literally standing up for news, like, you know, as hard as anybody can be. But you know what? If Putin were a successful stand-up comic, I bet he would still bomb.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Ukraine, President Zelensky made headlines this week, actually, by announcing that the Ukraine will not join NATO. Which is kind of like me saying, I will not join Mr. Universe.
All right, we're brought to you today by Leverox Great Seafood on South Pasadena. Oh, 840 yeah. South Leverox. Pasadena. Come see me at the bar. I'm the bartender there every day, taking care of guests, telling jokes, slinging hush puppies. Have you guys tried the hush puppies there? Chris, you've had them, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Oh, they're
definitely
delicious.
Terrified of those.
We got a secret recipe for them. You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
You want to hear it? Okay. Well, somebody will order them, and then I'll go out back, and I got a little puppy pen, and I just scoop up the loudest little puppy when he's like, ruff, ruff, ruff. I snap his little puppy neck, and I'm like, hush, puppy, hush. And then I take him in the kitchen, take the melon baller, scoop him out, put him in a deep fryer, and then we serve him and plate him and season him for you fine folks at Leverox. Come on down. Yeah, we use St. Bernard's because they're bigger. You get like 160, 180 out of them. They're fluffy compared to like little Chihuahuas, which you only get like 8 or 9.
Yeah,
plus they're real spicy, you know. Yeah, I can't even eat them, but they're delicious because I'm on a hush kitten diet right now. Yeah,
same
I'm
thing,
losing
man.
Weight though. That's like 30 pounds. Yeah, but we make them the same way out back. There's a little kitty cat pen, you know, and I just get the loudest little kitten, and it's like meow, meow, meow. And I snap its little kitten neck. Oof. And hush, little kitten, hush. And we get the melon baller out. We use a different melon baller because we don't cross contaminate where I work. And we put them in the deep fryer, and then we serve them up and plate them for you folks at Leverox. Come on down. And that's it for Stand Up From News, you know?
Yeah.
Give it up for yourselves, guys. Thank you again. Stand Up For News. Clap, clap. Stand Up For News. Clap, clap. Stand Up For You. When you stand up too, don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand Up For News. Clap, clap. Woo, good job, you guys. Yeah.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dave.